You know that feeling, mid-flight maybe, or driving somewhere new, you see something interesting, but getting the backstory right then. It's tough, almost too much info out there, but none of it perfectly timed. So today we're doing a deep dive into something trying to fix that. It's called Jolly Tango, Real-Time Audio Travel Guide. Still upcoming, expected October 2025.
Our mission really is to figure out how this app aims to be like a personal travel storyteller for you, giving you insights right when you need them, and the big promise, turning any trip, doesn't matter if it's air, land, or sea, into this narrated journey. You can even, apparently, follow along from home.
Right. And to actually deliver that real-time context, they had to think about travel in, well, different ways. Three distinct environments, basically. They've got specific modes for each. First up, air mode. This gives you narration tied to your actual flight path, what you're seeing, way down below.
Which sounds technically quite challenging, mapping that in real time. Then there's land mode. This one handles driving, trains, but also, like, if you're just walking around exploring points of interest.
More ground-level detail needed there, I imagine.
Exactly. And finally, ocean mode. This focuses on maritime stuff, points of interest at sea, nearby ports, coastal towns you might be passing. And here's a cool little nugget. You don't actually have to be on the plane or ship. You can apparently track flights or vessels live globally from anywhere, get the same perspective.
Okay, that shifts it from just a guide to something more like an active data stream tailored to a location. But the customization part, that's where it gets really interesting for someone who likes to, learn.
Yeah.
They offer five different narration focuses. So beyond a general overview, you can pick economy and real estate, or food and culture, points of interest that's maybe more traditional, or nature and outdoors. I mean, how does it handle something complex like, say, local economic trends?
It shows they get that travel curiosity isn't just about landmarks. It's about the whole context. And delivering all that complexity, especially in real time, needs a solid structure. Which brings us to how they actually voice the information. They use two narrators.
Dual narrators, like two different voices.
Yeah, that's how the sources describe it. You've got Jolly Jr. and Jolly Sr. Jolly Jr. is described as the sort of fast, immediate voice. Gives you the real-time updates, the what and where that matches your chosen focus. So if you picked economy, Junior's telling you about the market drivers.
Got it. The factual focus stuff. So what about Jolly Senior?
Jolly Senior is positioned as, well, the wise counterpoint. The sources say he chimes in with words of wisdom and broader perspectives during quieter moments.
Ah, I see. So maybe Junior gives the hard data and Senior pops in later with a bit of history or a bigger picture thought. So it keeps the flow, you get the immediate data and the narrative depth. That's quite clever, managing the timing like that.
It helps bridge the gaps, ensures it's not just a stream of isolated facts.
And this real-time thing isn't just audio, right? I saw mention of live weather maps, showing clouds, rain, wind, even pressure overlaid on your route.
Exactly. That points to some serious reliance on live data APIs. It's the technical core making it all work.
Transforms the map from just a line into, well, a dynamic environment you're moving through.
It does. And they seem focused on making it easy to use, too. Apparently, no account or sign-in needed to just start exploring. Plus, it's launching in six languages: English, French, German, Italian, Japanese, and Spanish.
Accessibility is key for something like this. Oh, and they even threw in some onboard games. Memory match, chess, the basics.
Yeah, a few little extras, tic-tac-toe, Sudoku. Things for downtime, I suppose.
Okay, so let's try and synthesize this. Looking at the whole picture, Jolly Tango isn't just trying to be another travel guide. It seems to be aiming much higher. It's positioning itself as a kind of contextual information engine, turning that dead travel time into tailored learning time, focusing not just on history, but culture, economy, nature, all woven together.
Yeah, I think context engine is a good way to put it. And for me, the really fascinating part is that potential fusion of deep, specific knowledge, like choosing the economy focus with live, raw data, like current weather conditions or local news updates. It's not just telling you about the place, it's embedding you within its current reality and its background. That feels different. It's a hyper-contextualized stream of information.
It definitely sets a high bar for what location-based learning could be.
It really does.